So it's a new year, out with the old, in with the new, and that's what kind of happened a little bit in the Sutton household during the break. We went with the family to San Diego, and we, you know, a trip to San Diego, we've been there a few times before. We go more specifically to Coronado, which is the island right off of San Diego. But anyway, the trips there usually include a visit to Legoland. I don't know, parents, if you've taken your kids to Legoland, it's a much, much, much smaller version of Disney, if you will. And it's all Legos, and it's pretty fun. And this year I wondered, as we were going to Legoland, how it would go. You know, the tickets say awesome awaits. And we got there. My oldest, Josh, is 13. Matthew turns 11 in just a couple of weeks. So how would Legoland go? Well, you know that saying where they, you know, you won't know the last time you pick up your kid to carry them. You've heard that before, right? Well, in the case of Legoland, I knew it was the last time we were visiting Legoland. I was watching them age out of Legoland right before my eyes. I mean, some of the rides were still awesome. The Ninja ride was pretty good. A couple of the roller coasters they have were okay. But they would come back from a ride and be like, this ride's for little kids. Because they're big guys now, right? So I was kind of watching them age out of Legoland, which in some ways made me a little sad, but then in other ways made me happy because then I didn't have to go on those roller coasters. And even though they're not that intense, as I get older, I seem to not be able to handle them. So in that way, I was like, okay, we're sunsetting Legoland. But then as we were leaving at the end of the day, they reminded me that Six Flags Great America in Gurnee awaits. So apparently, I'll still have a few more years of having to hold everybody's backpacks as they ride on the roller coasters.